Masech Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet. This Mishnah is going to cite a three-way machloket in terms of how Berach Aharona works, how the blessing after one eats food, how that works, and in terms of what foods one eats. Mishnah says, Achal te'enim, anavim, v'nimonim. Somebody ate figs, grapes, or pomegranates, and really this includes any of the seven species that the land of Israel is praised for, like we discussed in previous Mishnayot. If he has any of those, Mevarech aharehen shalosh berachot divrei Rabban Gamliel. A person has to say three berachot after eating that, according to Rabban Gamliel, bekatabazon, like we know it, because of the achalta, the sabata, uberachta. So we see within this one pasuk, the command of the achalta, the sabata, uberachta, when you eat and you get satiated, you need to bless. And then the end of that same pasuk, you have to thank Hashem al haaretz hatova for the good land that He's provided you with. So therefore, says Rabbi Gamliel, Birkat Mazon, V'achalta V'sabata, U'berachta, also applies to the food, the fruits that the land of Israel was blessed with. That's the first opinion. Mishnah continues and says, V'hachamim omrim, Beracha hat, me'en shalosh. Hachamim say, no, we have one Beracha that is me'en shalosh, that is an abridged version of the previous three Berachot of Birkat Mazon. So that's what Hachamim hold, and that's what we know as Ala Mehya, or al ha'etz, or al ha'per, or al ha'gefen, v'al p'ya gefen, depending on what item someone is going to eat. If he's going to be having something from grain, mezonot, an ounce of that, he would say al ha'mehya v'al kalkala. If he's having revi'it, three ounces of wine, he would say al ha'gefen v'al p'ya gefen. If he's having an ounce of any of the species of Israel, he would say al ha'per, he would say al ha'perot. Okay, that's the breakdown of what one says according to Hachamim. Mishnah finishes off with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva omer, Afilu achal shelak vehu mezono mevarech acharav shelosh berachot. Rabbi Akiva says the other extreme opinion, that even if a person is having some sort of cooked vegetable, shelakot, he could say birkat hamazon on that shelakot. Birkat hamazon doesn't only apply on bread, says Rabbi Akiva. He says it's on anything that yokovea seudah. If this is your meal, and you're having it, even though it's a vegetable, it's not one of the species of Israel, it's not bread, whatever it may be, he still says Berkat HaMazon on that, according to Rabbi Akiva, because he says, Ve'achalta, this pasuk, Ve'achalta, Ve'sabata, Uberachta, Ve'achalta is general, it's going on anything that you eat, if you eat anything, and that's your meal, therefore, and you got satiated from that meal, you're going to say Berkat HaMazon on that. Mishnah continues, it says, Hashote Mayim L'Same'o, somebody drinking water in order to quench his thirst, he says shehakol yabidvaro on that, as opposed to, says the Bar Tenura, if he's saying shehakol in order to help him get food down his throat, or in order to get medicine down his throat for whatever reason that may be. And since water really has no taste, so there's no pleasure, there's no enjoyment from water, the only enjoyment one gets is if he's quenching his thirst. Therefore, it has to be for that specific reason that he's drinking it in order to say the beracha. Mishnah finishes off with the Bitarfon omer, Morei nefashot rabot. Bitarfon disagrees. He says, no, I don't think you should say shehakol yabidvaro on water. Rather, I think you should say Morei nefashot rabot. Morei nefashot rabot is really what we say at the end of eating, after one has shehakol or anything that doesn't warrant Birkat HaMazon or Me'en Shalosh. The Bitarfon says, water is a crucial item that we need to live. And we're just going to say shehakol niyabidvaro, it's a more insignificant type of beracha. So Rabbi Tarfon would say, you need to say, borei nefashot rabot v'hesronan, that Hashem created all of these nefashot, all of these creatures, all these creations, v'hesronan, and whatever they lack, whatever they need, and this is taking care of that lack. So Rabbi Tarfon says, you have to say, borei nefashot rabot, and we know normative halacha, we only say, Birkat HaMazon on bread, we say ala mechya, or ala perot, or ala gefen on one of the seven species of Israel, having mezonot, or having wine, then borei nefashot for an ounce of anything else.